Sam, in that regard, you had mentioned just not that long ago when the solar eclipse came that we experienced as a nation. You had mentioned that this could well be a warning from God. And now, as Dave pointed out, so many disasters have hit us in those following days. And now, of course, the anniversary of 9/11. What do you see as significant in the timing of all of these things as it relates to even looking at the solar eclipse that you had kind of mentioned in the past?
Well, Isaac, I think it's appropriate to ask that question. And as Dave said, if people are not asking this question, we say they really should. Why do we say that? Well, because God himself says that. 2 Chronicles 7:14 is the verse we often quote. If my people who are called by my name humble themselves, pray, and seek my face, that phrase or that verse many people recognize. What they don't often recognize is the verse that comes right before it. 7:13, and that's where God says in answer to Solomon's prayer, when I withhold rain and I do those pestilence, those things that are natural disaster type things, those things that are under the purveyance of what we would call Mother Nature. They're not Mother Nature, it's Father God, Creator. And he did these things. And what God says, when I adjust these things, when I do things that affect how you live and affect the growing of your crops, so those kinds of things, he says, I do this. When I do that, then he says, then when you see these things, if my people, then. So God's people really must be looking at these kinds of actions because God says to do that, and we really fall down short if we don't. Now, the solar eclipse we did talk about, is that a sign from heaven? And we believe it is. All the way through Scripture, we believe that the covering of the sun is something that's sent as a sign to the Gentile world in specifics. The moon is used as a delivery of messaging to the Jews. That's why they're on the lunar calendar and other things that fall into that. But there's a 40-day period after that eclipse. That is a period of time that in a Jewish calendar, they blow the shofar every day right now that leads right up to the Feast of Trumpets on September 23rd. Those 40 days, I've been saying, is keep our eyes out for significant things that could well occur in that 40-day of warning. When the Jews are meeting, and this is a 40 days of repentance. My question is, American people, are we repenting? Are we looking up and saying to God and above, Lord, what are you trying to say? And of course, Isaac, in our nation, we've walked away from God. We really have. It's not a wonder that God is trying to get our attention. That's my prayer, that we would, in fact, look up.